The 2004 edition of Sylvia S. Mader's Biology asked, should schools be required to teach an intelligent design theory that traces its roots back to the Old Testament and is not supported by observation and experimentation? So Raven and Johnson merely restated Darwin's theory of evolution through slight improvements, while Fukuyama and Mader misrepresented intelligent design as a disguised form of biblical creationism. In his 2005 college textbook Evolution, Fukuyama writes that intelligent design is not testable. It cannot be evaluated by the methods of science. A few pages later, however, he argues that evidence of intermediate stages in what are supposedly irreducibly complex structures provide a refutation of the intelligent design position. He can't have it both ways. Intelligent design is either untestable, or it's been tested and proven false. Central Washington University biology professor Stephen H. Verrey reported in the journal Bioscience in 2005 that he assigned his students an ID text in parallel with a critique of the book and a well-known defense of evolution. Verrey measured his success at helping students to arrive at mature views of the role of evolution in biology by asking how far he was able to move them along a scale of beliefs from the non-rationalist Christian literalist end to the rationalistic atheistic evolutionist end. But why is a biology professor at a public university trying to convert students to atheism? And why did he use as his ID text my book, Icons of Evolution, Why Much of What We Teach About Evolution is Wrong, which criticizes distorted evidence for Darwinism, such as Haeckel's embryo drawings, but is not about intelligent design at all? The book mentions ID only in the two sentences describing Roger DeHart's ordeal. Of course, it's easier to convince students that ID is wrong when they aren't assigned any materials that actually defend it. Clearly, Darwinists approve of mentioning intelligent design in science classes as long as it is misrepresented and ID theorists are given no opportunity to respond. Kansas and Ohio. In 1999, the Kansas State Board of Education revised its science standards. A pro-Darwin writing committee proposed a substantial increase in the space devoted to evolution and insisted that students understand that large-scale evolutionary changes are explained by natural selection and genetic changes. Several members of the board wanted to include some acknowledgement of the scientific controversy over macroevolution, but the pro-Darwin board members refused. The resulting compromise increased the space devoted to evolution, but it included only microevolution. Unfortunately, the board also deleted references to the Big Bang. Kansas Darwinists were furious, and they misinformed the news media that the board had eliminated evolution entirely.